When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Best Show Best. This is the best of the best show, the new version of the best show. And for people who don't know, the best show takes place each and every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. till midnight over at thebestshow.net. And if you are new to the program, these are little bite-sized greatest hits samples of what we do every week. So check this out. And if you want more, you can listen to the full 3-hour extravaganza and check it out. And if you want to support The Best Show, the way to do that is to download the episodes and to give us reviews on iTunes, and to tell people that the show is back and that you like it. So please, check out this new episode of Best Show Best. The Best Show, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Tom, it's Jason Walliner.
Oh, hi, Jason. How are you? I'm going to put your compatriot on. Hold on one second. Best Show, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, goodness. I knew who that is. That's Brett Gelman. Can you hear each other?
Yes, I can hear.
Yeah. Brett. Oh, I can hear him. I can hear him great.
This
fantastically good.
This is exciting. I want to say, first of all, to the people at home listening, right now on the line, you've heard of Martin Scorsese, and you've seen his work with Robert De Niro.
I like where this is going.
You've heard of... Well, that one's mean. I am not going to say that one. I actually know.
Wait, which one? Come on.
No, I'm not going to say it. No, I'm not going to say it. Somebody I know. I'm not going to say something. I'm not going to zing people I know.
Hi, we're your friends. You can zing us.
You've heard of...
Go ahead and zing us.
D.W. Griffith? Is that a guy, right?
Oh!
And the KKK.
Oh, jeez. Well, you know... A very impactful work from both of those people.
And this is the updated version of the Scorsese, De Niro, Griffith, Ku Klux Klan tandem. It's
the guy who made Powder.
It's, yes, Victor Salvo.
Victor Salvo, the guy who played Powder.
It's upsetting that comes so quick. It's like, there's things that I can't remember that are like... truly important to me, but then it's like, hey, what's the name of the creep who the child molester who directed Powder? Oh, it's Victor Salva. So fast. So on the line, alleged. Well, I think the trial's still going on.
Really?
No, I think he actually had a thing where he had a whole past and then managed to somehow not get flagged when he started directing movies for Disney, which is insane. On the line.
Well, it was pre-Google, I think.
Yeah, it was pre-Google. So, to be fair.
So many things were pre-Google.
Yeah. Everything that wasn't 12 years ago was pre-Google.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of stuff. I mean, that's what this younger generation doesn't realize, I think.
No, I'm going to give you the intro now. So on the line, we've got the actor, Brett Gelman, and the director, Jason Walliner. They're on the line together now. Because why are they together? Because last year you all saw Dinner with Brett Gelman on Adult Swim. It was a tour de force of terror and emotional manipulation. But now,
thank you.
They have somehow topped themselves with their newest dinner, which is called, can you say the title? It's
Dinner with Family with Brett Gelman and Brett Gelman's family.
And I watched this today, and I'm going to just say, I love the first one. This one makes that one look like child's play.
Like, thank you. That's like, really nice of you, Tom. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. You mean child's play, like not like that's child's play or the actual film child's play?
Like the film child's play.
Okay.
Are you a fan? And the actual act of
activity.
Just what children do, yes.
Basically, your opinion on child's play was that it was mere child's play.
Exactly. Thank you, Brett. You summed it all up. This thing you did, it's a half hour. And the last one was basically, the premise was Brett Gelman is inviting these different friends, different celebrities to his place to have one of those kind of freewheeling dinner conversation type things, kind of like that John Favreau show.
That's right.
And then
dinner for five.
Yeah. So it was like that, but then it goes off the rails. This is just 100 times more nuts than that, and I was completely blown away. I was watching it I don't know if it was a mistake or if it was a great move to watch it in a coffee shop, and I eventually had to turn my laptop toward me and huddle in the corner, and because I'm like, hey, it's on television. How weird could it? There's nothing that's going to be truly filthy, but it was so unsettling, and I'm not giving anything away, but this is one you might, I don't know if this is one you watch with your whole family around on the first viewing.
No, you should watch it alone. You should watch it alone.
Yeah, we ask that people watch it alone, in the dark, kind of turned up loud, I think is the best.
Yeah.
Wherever you watch it. But ideally,
make sure you have that favorites list though on your phone handy, because you should call somebody that is a favorite of yours, somebody you really love, right after you see it, just to try and dig yourself out of the hole that we put you in.
Yes, what would you say publicly? I don't want to be the one who gives anything away about it. There's guests in this one, just like there were in the last one.
We almost feel like it's best to just kind of go in knowing nothing about it.
Yeah.
Like, try not to watch anything or read anything about it, and just watch it and take, you know, kind of watch it as it goes along. It's more fun to know nothing about it, basically. You don't really need to know anything going in. Brett throws a 40th anniversary dinner and show for his parents, and that's kind of a tribute to their life, and that's kind of the setup.
And that really is all you need to know.
Yeah, and it was very cleansing for us to make, Jason and I.
Absolutely.
Very cleansing. That's another thing that people should know, that we're okay. We're okay. We got it out of us. We're not wallowing in what this is. We express it, and that's how you get it out in a healthy way.
Oh, no. You clearly got it out of yourselves, but the part you're not mentioning is that you put it into everyone watching it. It's like the ring.
Well, it's got to go somewhere. It can't just go. You can't just put it in a hole or something.
Yeah.
Like, all we're responsible for is ourselves, right?
Yeah. It's. And now
yeah,
just
it's not our problem anymore.
It's not your. It's yeah. It's a YP, not an MP, as they said.
A WP, which is a world problem. It was our problem.
It is the world. You do turn it into the world's problem.
Yeah, right. We put it on the viewer a little bit by the end.
You could say though,
Go ahead, Brett.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm just saying you could say that this is already the world's problem because a lot of people in one way or another are experiencing what this is about.
It's super intense. It's and it's on Adult Swim this Friday.
Yeah.
At 12:30. Friday the 13th.
Friday
yeah,
the
they
13th,
timed
I know.
One at a time! One at a time! Wait, I see where you got it from, Jason. Now I know where your brother got it from. No, where Z-Man got it from.
Oh, okay, yeah. Exactly, right?
Brett?
I mean, I leave space, though. I don't over-talk, do I?
This is how I'm going to conduct it. I'll say, I'll direct the questions.
Fantastic.
Not this scrum that seems to, it's like a rugby match.
Sorry, he's low. I'm gonna.
I'm kidding. You know I'm kidding.
No, but we are over talking, and that's unacceptable. I've been interviewed many times, and I apologize, Tom.
I apologize too.
I accept both of your apologies.
I don't think Jason's apology is genuine, personally.
No,
I was going to throw that out there.
Oh, I knew it wasn't.
No.
Now this is. The first one you did, it had actors like it had Gilbert Gottfried was in the first one and turned in a performance that I feel no one ever would have expected to see him turn in, and it's the kind of thing that he should by all rights be like working on. He should be doing Law and Order episodes now with that performance. Now, Jason, see how I'm doing this? Now, Jason.
No, it helps.
What was it like to watch that guy who you think of as just the stand-up kind of go so deep like that?
We when we wrote it, we just knew he could do it. Neither of us, I think, knew him at all. Maybe Brett had met him once or something, but just felt like he could do it, and he was great. He didn't need. He knew exactly. I don't know. He was great. he really amazed everyone with how low key it was and how real the whole thing was. And no, we were very fortunate that he said yes.
Yeah, it was stunning. Now, Brett, what was it like for you, Brett, to be across from this guy?
Well, I think I've always thought that he's one of the funniest people ever. Of all time, I think a very underrated comedic genius, and I don't know. You know, I was so pleased to see him do that, but I knew that he could do it because I think that his comedic character, his persona, is almost like a lifelong method experiment where he is that guy. So he definitely, I think, knows all the nooks and crannies of that character's psychology where he can adjust to making it a more dramatic performance.
Yeah, yeah. He really turned his whole thing, like a life's work, got kind of flipped upside down in that. Now,
yeah, and I think he didn't fully, like, we didn't really ask him, like, straight on, don't do the voice or whatever. Because I think they played on, like, the Howard Stern show. There's a clip of him leaving a voicemail that they played where it just sounds like a completely different person. It's on YouTube, and it doesn't sound like him at all, and, like, that's his real voice. And so this wound up being just, like, a very sad, real-ish version of what he does, which was, I think, it totally worked.
Yeah.
Now,
I mean, he knew what to do, but he was very surprised that that we loved it so much. He kept coming up to me after we wrapped and was like, really? It was good? And I was like, yeah, it was amazing. It's incredible.
And the voice came back suddenly.
Yeah.
As he's shrieking to you.
Yeah.
On the set. You know what I don't know is how did you guys, because the first time you guys worked together would have been Eagleheart.
Before that, we did this thing, 1,000 Cats.
Oh, of course, yeah.
For the 20 Year Die show on HBO.
Which was kind of, Brett, that was your, that was like your quinceañera, so to speak.
It definitely was. It was the beginning of an actual career for me, doing that, yeah.
And where, that was you doing your musical that goes on.
My one-man musical that is, a heavy-handed message about human evolution. But instead of doing it so directly, I made Cats the metaphor for people. So there you go.
And people, I'm sure that's floating around somewhere on the web, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, you can get it on iTunes, but I think Jason tweeted out a Vimeo link today. So
someone put it on Vimeo.
Okay.
I mean, at this point, just check it out on Vimeo. I don't think HBO is really going to be upset about it.
So Eagleheart,
we'll take it down.
Eagleheart, you did 3 seasons. I guess Brett, you were for that final season, you were splitting duty kind of between the sitcom you were on also. So you were kind of going back and forth between the two shows. It's funny because Eagleheart was so not respected in the scheme of TV shows when it was on. Right?
Wait, sorry, what was the end of that?
It had its scattered fans, I'd say. I mean, I have a very hard time gauging that, but I don't think so. Otherwise, we'd be way more successful.
I'm just saying that when Eagleheart, but now it's coming around.
It feels like it's skyrocketed to being completely forgotten like about a week after the last one aired.
Because the final episode, suddenly people are like, "Hey, you know what show is great? Eagleheart." It's like, well, nice time to tell everybody that this is what you think of the show. It's done now,
right?
But can you feel it? I feel it getting referenced now almost as like, see, that was a good show.
Yeah.
Really?
It's one of those shows that's beloved after its time, ahead of its time.
Yeah. I do. You don't feel that, Jason?
No, not a bit. No.
No, Jason thinks that show ruined his career. Don't even know.
But you think Eagleheart ruined your career?
He's crazy, I tell him.
Brett, why do you think that it ruined his career?
Oh, I don't think it did. I think it's a major artistic accomplishment. It took a lot of time, and now he's on to other things, and he keeps cranking out great stuff. He's a, you know?
Yeah, I know. You're not getting an argument from me.
That's very nice of you guys.
Jason, did you really feel like it ruined your career?
No, I don't. I think I spent last year thinking that, and then I kind of got through it, and I'm fine.
So you found other things to swap in to say that this is currently ruining my career.
Yeah, like these Brett Yeoman specials.
So you crossed where it said, blank is currently ruining my career. You scribbled out where it said Eagleheart, and you wrote in these Dinner with Brett Yeoman specials.
Yes, basically, yeah.
So you write these together? Yeah. You guys write these together?
Yeah, we do.
We had another one that we had written. We were going to shoot it in October, and then Adult Swim said it was too crazy to air. And so we had to kind of start from scratch and write really quick, and I think it put us in a really creative, like, kind of tight spot. And I feel like this one's actually a lot better than that one was going to be.
Well, it had a certain subject matter with, there was something going on at the time at the network where they couldn't fight for it at that time. They didn't think it was too crazy to air necessarily, but they couldn't for certain reasons, they couldn't put it in front of Standards and Practices at that moment. But because to me, this is the what we ended up making was far more insane.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
What if you...
insane's a diminutive word. I'm far more extreme than
sure.
what we originally wrote in the other... Yeah.
What if you did that one? Is that going to be like your... You know when everybody had that Quentin Tarantino script? And then he's like, fine, I'm just going to do it as a comic book or whatever he said he was going to do. You should do that one as a comic book.
Maybe we'll do that as a comic book.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, your career's you're already in,
you know what? No,
there's already enough of a lack of focus.
Spend the rest of this year working on that as a comic book.
Yes.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
way.
It'll come in a box with a printable gun.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate, available now.
Uh-huh.
For you to blow your head off after.
I'm trying to spend, like I will have already done
after I've taken the time to make that.
Look, Brett's not going to do no comic book. This guy's got a rocket strapped to his back.
Thanks, baby.
I kind of feel like after watching that first dinner with Brett Gelman, I was like, If they were going to reboot, like, Die Hard now, it's like, wouldn't you get Brett to do, like, the Alan Rickman role, almost? It's like...
Because he has a beard?
Yeah, yeah. No, I was just like, this guy's got a beard. No, you showed... I think that in these dinner things, the two of them, you guys... There's like no need for horror movies anymore. Like, you guys have like invalidated the genre of horror movies with these things in your own way.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I mean, it's, and I am influenced a lot by Rickman in these performances, especially the first one.
Was he in? I think he was only in the first one. I think he died.
No, our first
building.
One. Our first one. I don't think it was first Die Hard.
I think it was the first Die Hard.
No, they did not. He did not make
no,
it.
No, he should have. No.
He should have. He should have just... Maybe if they knew, it, like, if people knew that they would make six... Like, they didn't know they were going to make six Die Hards when they made that first one. It's like then... Mm-hmm. If only you knew, then you could do all kinds of things like that with it. Like, then he just jumps on a trampoline and escapes.
Exactly.
I was reading somewhere that Bruce Willis said all six were mapped out when they wrote the original one.
So it's like Star Wars, then. So he...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was like an art.
Yeah, they definitely were. I mean, you can see the consistency throughout.
I believe that. A lot of people think they were just renaming... action movie scripts that were lying around. that's not the case.
You can tell that's
right.
They're just going into like the vault at a thing, being like, what did we already pay for that we own that we can just like change the name to John McClane in this? Does it work if we change this one to him running around? Sure.
I mean, yeah, it totally does. That's the thing.
Now, just, how hot and how intense does it get when you two are shooting these things? And I should say we have Brett Gelman, the actor / writer of the Dinner with Brett Gelman series, and Jason Walliner, the writer / director, on the line right now. These are things are running pretty intense. How intense does it get?
Well,
it gets
really intense. We come in, we have to come in very prepared or else the whole thing would fall apart. And it's a great time, though. Everybody is in a positive mood, but we're all very, very focused because we only shoot it in 2 days. So there's not a ton of room for error.
Yeah.
Wait, Tom, were you meaning intense between me and Brett?
Or just it's intense. They're intense in general, but the two of you are the architects of this thing, so it's got to get pretty.
Yeah. Well, we get most of the fighting out in the while we're writing it, and then by the time we get to set, we've made a pact that we promise not to treat the other like the piece of crap that we do when we're writing the script.
and all the fighting between us is only about scheduling. It's never about ideas for what actually.
No.
We always are on the same page about what's funny. But we have a hard time, getting together.
Yeah, we never disagree about the content, only about the scheduling.
Just, when can we...
When can we get together.
Yeah.
And then why are you going to go do that? Why do you have to go do that? We need to write this. That type of thing. Hey, it's none of your business what I do with the rest of my time. That type of stuff.
Maybe that should be the third one,
Maybe it will.
The two of you just writing one of them, what are we going to do for this third one?
Yeah. That'd be great. And while we're eating dinner.
The shooting is 15 or 17 hour days, and so they get pretty intense. But by that point, we're getting along great, and it's really fun. But now, it's pretty great.
And the actors are so great, and I think a big reason is because they're all from the theater at one point. So they're all used to working really hard for not that much money.
Yeah.
And doing long hours because they just love acting.
Yeah. You can see it. You get good people.
Yeah.
So this is not the note I want to end with you two biting each other's heads off. Jay, I'm going to say Brett.
We love each other.
Okay. We're going to go back and forth and back and forth. We're going to say, Brett, you say something nice about Jason. Then Jason, you say something nice about Brett. Then Jason, you say a second nice thing about Brett. Then Brett closes it out by saying a final nice thing about you. We'll start with Brett.
Jason, there are not that many people who inspire me every day on the level that you do. You carry me through not only my career, but also my life. And I love you for it.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Now, Jason.
Brett, you were one of Variety's 10 comics to watch a few years ago. And it's cool. it's cool that I met you.
It's cool that I met you. It's cool. What is this, a yearbook? What are you signing, his yearbook?
I feel very lucky.
Not as good as mine.
Yeah. Yours was two dudes. Yours was Saving Private Ryan. Two dudes in lifelong combat buddies. Jason signed. You're the guy that Jason barely knew in high school. He's signing your yearbook real fast. It was cool that I met you.
I knew that there was a possibility that this might happen, Tom.
Okay, well, look,
and
he can...
I emailed Tony Kushner, and asked him to write a few nice things about Jason for me.
Okay, well, look, I'm sure
that's
Jason...
the level of care.
You can do a little... The second one, you can do a little better, Jason.
Is it my turn again?
Yeah, it is your turn.
Sincerely, I feel very lucky to have this friendship and creative partnership in my life, and I'm extremely proud of the work that we do together. How's that?
Great.
That was nice. Well, that was nice.
Own it more, though. You can own it. You don't need to be embarrassed about it, all right?
It's very hard to do this. Very hard.
Now, Brett, what's a final nice thing about Jason?
Jason... It's no wonder you're the son of a magician, because you, my friend, are a wizard.
Oh, my God.
Who creates magic with every type of the key, with every letter of the word A-C-T-I-O-N.
That was...
Writing, directing,
all right.
Editing, humanity.
All right, that felt
yeah, you were that was, you were great in you. The other guys.
You were great in the other. There we go. What a...
Thank you.
You guys have it all figured out.
Well, Tom, thank you so much for...
I really can't recommend it highly enough this Friday night at 12:30 a.m., the second of the Dinner with Brett Gelman specials. This one is called Dinner with Family with Brett Gelman and Brett Gelman's Family. And it's really great, and it has to be seen to be believed. Can people see the first one? Is that online anywhere?
They put the first one up on... It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube.
Okay.
It's on YouTube, and it's also on adultswim.com, right? Or just YouTube?
I think right now it's just on YouTube. They keep shifting it up. But it's free on YouTube right now.
Okay. Right. All right. People can track it down.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Don't miss it.
Tom.
Guys.
Thank you, Mr. Nice Sharpling.
I'm really happy you liked it. That's very nice.
Yeah. I'm very honored that you liked it, and I'm very honored to be on your show.
But I didn't like it. I loved it!
Yes.
No, it really... Congratulations to the both of you. You've made these two of these things, and you managed to top the first one, which was no small accomplishment. And I hope everybody watches it, because it's great. And...
Thanks, sir.
Where can we find Brett Gelman? It's on Twitter at Brett Gelman.
At Brett Gelman, that is correct.
And what else can we look for you throughout 2015? What's lined up?
Well, we're going to start shooting the second season of Married soon, and I'm going to be appearing on the show Blunt Talk with playing Patrick Stewart's porn producing neighbor, and then. You know, a bunch of other stuff, too.
Okay. So it's a busy year for you, Brett.
Yeah, but hopefully more of these.
Yeah. Now, Jason, what can we look forward to from you? You are on Twitter as what, Jay Walliner?
Jay Walliner.
Jay Walliner. And you can... What can we look for? What can we keep our eyes peeled?
I've been working a little bit on this show, The Last Man on Earth, coming out in a few weeks. I'm March 1st on Fox. Directed a few episodes of that. And
starring Will Forte. That's his Fox show.
That's right.
Which looks funny. Any chance
that
people want to know?
Guy.
Any people want to know about if there's any chance of a J shirt relaunch? I'm getting people asking over and over here on the chat.
I don't see that happening anytime soon. right after
the comic book
back.
Right after you.
Yeah.
Pencil it in right after the comic book. The J shirt, which was your... Which I should say, the J shirt was the thing Jason did, a really funny extended thing selling these shirts that was like Che Guevara and Jay Leno combined. And then did a pretty much a performance of him collapsing and losing everything in front of everyone. And... it was really funny when you did.
It was brilliant.
Yeah, and you were nice enough to give me some J shirt stuff to give away for the WFMU marathon a couple of years ago, and there was a point where you gave one of the bags of cocaine that were a part of the storyline, which was like baking soda or whatever it was, and.
Yeah.
The station would not mail that out. I had to mail that to the winner. Like, yeah, we're not sending.
It got opened by customs and checked because I think it was a Canadian listener who won it, and it came like it was just completely destroyed by the time. The guy tweeted a picture of it. I think it was completely destroyed by the time it got to him.
Ugh, what a... These are fun times. What's that?
I think he wasn't even a fan of the J shirt.
Oh, like, that's the worst. Yeah, he just happened to get his name drawn from the from the pile of cards, and then he gets sent this. Now he's trying to explain to customs why he's got a giant fake bag of cocaine mailed to him.
Oh. That's very fun. I
serve them right.
Think that's called lighten up somebody's life.
Yeah, mm-hmm. thank you, Brett. Now, guys,
really giving them a solid taste of Hollywood, you know?
Yeah, that is. That's a solid, solid. That sounds like it should be the thing for a restaurant chain. A solid taste of Hollywood, right? Gelman Burgers. What about that? Gelman Burgers. A solid taste of Hollywood.
We could walk into Mel's Diner out here and just sell that to them.
Yeah.
You know, a Los Angeles institution.
Yeah, Mel's Diner. That garbage heap on Sunset that no one who lives anywhere in that area actually goes to eat at. They think it's the place from American Graffiti, but it's not.
Yeah.
And they realize halfway through their meal, this is not actually the place from American Graffiti.
Yeah, well, once you actually get your driver's license, you're no longer allowed to go there.
Yeah, that you get your Mel's privileges get revoked.
Yes.
Guys, this has been a total thrill to talk to you guys, and we will talk to you both soon. And everybody should watch Dinner with Brett Gelman and Family. And Brett Gelman's Family this Friday on Adult Swim, 12:30 a.m.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys.
A lot of fun.
Thanks, buddy. Have a great one.
You too. All right, bye. Hey, Mike, how was that? Was that good? Fun? You had a good old time out there? Mike said he said his VCR. DVR or VCR? DVR, okay. He's up to date. He wants everybody to know. Thanks again, everybody, for listening to Best Show Best. And I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes. I want to thank Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, John Worster, of course, and you. And once again, listen to The Best Show live each and every Tuesday night on your computer at thebestshow.net. Thanks so much.